On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
Let's check out what happened on this day for Thursday, the 14th of Feb, 2019. Of course, it is St. Valentine's Day. Today, Tom Verlinson, the Australian actor and singer, starring the man from Snowy River, he turns 63. Susie DiMarchi, the Australian singer who's in The Baby Animals, is 55. Simon Pegg, the English actor, director and comedian, is 49. Rob Thomas, the US singer, who was also the lead singer for Matchbox 20, he's 47. Scott Owen, the double bass player in the Melbourne band Living End, is 44. Cadell Evans, the Australian cyclist, is 42. Luke Jacobs, the Australian actor, and he's hosted The X Factor as well, he turns 38. And Freddie Highmore, the UK actor who stars as Dr. Sean Murphy in the TV series The Good Doctor, is 27.
Notable events happening this day in history, the Morris Minor. It made its debut in Australia in 1949.
Wow. In 1966, the decimal currency was introduced in Australia.
Aretha Franklin. Now, of course, she had the big tribute over at the Grammys, and no doubt there's a bit more interest in Aretha as a result of that. 1967, she recorded this. And the Sock It To Me's, by the way, was her idea, came from the Laugh-In TV expression. It was her first number one.
I love that song. It's amazing. And I also love Grease. It opened at the Off-Broadway Eden Theatre in New York on this day in 1972. And you know what? One of my big bucket list things was to play Sandy in Grease, and I got to do that at the Mandurah Performing Arts Centre in 2005.
B-52s made their performing debut at a party in Georgia, 1977 this day.
On this day in 1977, Janice Ian received 461 St. Valentine's cards because her 76 hit song At 17, there was a line in the song saying she didn't get any Valentine's cards, so all her fans sent them to her.
It does a very sad sounding song, this one. You've got to feel sorry for her.
Send her some Valentine's.
The most distant image of Earth, a pale blue dot, was taken by the Voyager 1 spacecraft from a distance of 6.5 billion kilometres.
Wow.
1990 this day.
And in 2005, YouTube.com, the domain name, was registered. It's taking over the world, YouTube. And that's on this day for Thursday, the 14th of Feb, 2019, St. Valentine's Day.
All new 91.7 The Wave.